Let you alone be heard, be seen, and be known today in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are not gathered unto any man. We are gathered unto you, for it is written that unto you shall the gathering of your people be. Therefore, in this gathering today, Papa, come down and be glorified. Come down and be honored. Come down and be exalted. Come down to edify your people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Papa, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. We throw away our will and bring ourselves under your will and counseling. That you may counsel us. That you may lead us. That you may influence us. That we have no choice but to do your will tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Excellent Father, you know where we are coming from. We are come to lay all our burden at the feet of Jesus Christ. Therefore, Father, don't allow any one of us, oh God, to go back home with our body tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. As we pray, answer our prayer. And bless us, our God. And bless us, our Father. Let our neighbor see the evidence of the vision we went in the name of Jesus Christ. Use your servant mightily today to bless us and to edify your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Position us for the word we have for us tonight and for our testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our God. As we pray, oh God, let every contrary power receive Holy Ghost fire and be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And the saints of God we say. Somebody clap to the Lord Jesus Christ. Give the Lord Jesus Christ a better clap offering. Okay, you may sit down, sense of God. Shake your hand with somebody. Tell somebody, God bless you. Shake hand with somebody now, like two or three people. Tell them, God bless you. Shake hand with two or three people and tell them, God bless you. If the person you are shaking and telling God bless you is not smiling, force a smile to his face. Make sure he smiles to receive that God bless you are giving him or her. That man or woman you are giving God bless you, if he is receiving it, franking the face, force him to smile by smiling. Because if he smiles, he won't know when he will begin to smile with you. Because every action receives opposite reaction. Amen? Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. The Lord will do a new thing this night. The atmosphere I am seeing here, the spiritual atmosphere with this ball of cloud hanging here, the Lord will do a new thing this night. You better connect. Now, throw at the token, then it will explode. This night, God will do a new thing. Because the cloud of glory is hanging, ready to explode. You better connect. Thank God you are here. So it will not be a story. If you see the kind thing that happened for church yesterday, hey, now wow, I never said like that before. Thank God you are here to witness it, because something will happen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Somebody position yourself for your testimony. Amen. Okay, we want to take a little study this night Amen. We want to take a little study this night. Praise the Lord. But before we take the little study, there was some question the past because of time. Pastor couldn't answer them last Friday. So he is giving me the privilege to answer them today. So I will answer those four questions before we go straight into our study, if the time permits. God, these four questions alone can take the whole 1 hour. Praise, if you want to go to it in details. Hallelujah. For the question somebody sent during the phone in, they were asking questions. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, we are not greet our online brethren. Amen. We are not greet our online brethren because I have known that they have tuned in. There are so many of them that are teaching with us, wherever they are. So to our online brethren, what do we say? What do we say? What do we say? Those in Nigeria, what do you say? West Africa and come. East Africa and come. North Africa and come. What are those in the Middle East? Those in Europe. Those in America. Those in Asia. Those in Oceania. Those in St. Lucia. We are saying Shalom. Remain connected. Hallelujah. You know that this God is so faithful. This God is faithful. Did you notice that all these online brethren, many of them who are faithfully connected, and then whatever we do here, they do. They carry their... There's one brother from Spain that called me one day. He said, Pastor Thomas, I don't go to any other church again. He said, when it is 6 o'clock, I will jump bath and prepare my breakfast. And then wear my clothes. Then I'll carry my Bible and go to church and stand before my laptop. If you say stand up, I will stand up. Only I don't know where to put my offering. Amen? That is why too, when you are testifying, they are testifying. One Shiloh day here, somebody was calling pastor. I beg, pastor, lose me, oh. Lose me. I can't stand up. Your angel has chained me. In Belgium. The angel went to Belgium to chain somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, you better... Hallelujah. Amen. So I don't know whether Brother Shiloh had the question again. He would want to type it to me. This question is from Brother Samuel Obika. Brother Samuel Obika. That is Brother Samuel Obika is from Togo. He said, yesterday was my first day to worship with your church. And I was impressed. I did not sleep one bit throughout the night vigil yesterday night. And I believe that God of Pastor Moses will see me through. My problem, to be through my problem in Jesus' name. From now henceforth, I am a full member of Bright Assembly Church on earth. Amen. He said, thank you, man of God. And may God continue to give you more wisdom to continue to teach us. Please, I was baptized at Trem by immersion. Now, I want to know if it was right baptism I did then. Amen? Church, was it the correct baptism? Brother Obika it was not correct baptism because I believe you were baptized in the title of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Because them, they are arch-Trinitarian. So they cannot baptize you correctly. They will baptize you to satisfy their revelation on Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Because they believe that if they baptize to the Father, they must baptize to the Son and the Holy Ghost. If not so, one of them will get angry. So you are not baptized correctly. So you can go and rebaptize in a church where they conduct Christian baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because all that ever baptized in the Bible, they were all baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want Bible quotation, go and read the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, verse 38. The 3,000 that Peter baptized were all baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Evangelist Philip preached to them in Samaria, and they all believed, they were all baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 8, verse 15 to 16. Again, when Apostle Peter, God sent him to the house of Cornelius, in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, from verse 41 to 42, 43, they were all baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then apostles of John the Baptist that met Apostle Paul in Ephesus, where Apostle Paul asked them, unto what were you people baptized? Acts of Apostles chapter 19. Amen? They were all rebaptized. You can read from verse 1 to 5. They were all rebaptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we are commanded to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God bless you as you go and rebaptize. Your second question. You are asking and saying, you said, also, I want to ask this question. In whose name did John the Baptist baptize? Baptize Jesus Christ when Christ was baptized. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody question, we need to open the Bible. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Obika, John the Baptist ministered under the old covenant. He ministered under the old covenant. Amen. Now, under the old covenant, no name was revealed to mankind for the salvation or redemption of man. I hope you are listening, Brother Obika, because I believe you are connected. If you want to understand what I am saying, let's go to the book of Judges. Go to Judges chapter 13. Judges chapter 13. Judges chapter 13 from verse 15 to 18. If you are there, Brother Obika, I am saying that as at that time, no name was revealed or manifested to man for the redemption of mankind. So you look at what this event here that took place in the days of the judges. From verse 15 of the book of Judges chapter 13. Look at the angel with Manoah, the father of Samson, hear their conversation. I am reading from verse 15 of the book of Judges chapter 13. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we shall have made ready a kid for thee. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord. For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is thy name, that when thy saying come to pass, we may do thee honor? And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret? It is what? It is what? The name is secret. While under the old covenant, the name for redemption was still keep secret. Are you listening, church and Obika? Because God, in the revealing his name to man, revealing his name to man, in God dealing with man, the name is in progression based in what God is doing. Amen? In the days of Seth, Adam said down to Noah, down to the confusion of Thor, they know him as Elohim. They worship him as Elohim because he revealed himself to them as the self-existing one. They call him Elohim. Amen? Hallelujah. When we enter the dispensation of the promise, in the hour of Abraham, he revealed himself as God Almighty. Amen? He revealed himself to Abraham. Abraham said, and worship him as God Almighty. Because there was a need for him to manifest himself to Abraham as God Almighty. Because the Bible says in the book of Joshua chapter 24, that the Abraham forefather, they were at the other side of the flood, worshipping idol that claimed to be God. Are you following me? Obika, are you listening? So, when God called Abraham out of those idol worshippers, he revealed himself to Abraham as God Almighty. In the other words, all those that are claiming to be God, they are nothing. I am the Almighty. Worship me. Amen? Now, when God, through Abraham, raised up a nation of people that he could call his own people, he revealed himself to them as Jehovah. I am your owner. I am your Lord. Are you following me? He revealed himself to them as Jehovah, your owner. Because he's the owner of Israel. Amen. That's why he was telling Moses in the wilderness, say, your forefather, by my name Jehovah, they did not know me. Amen. So, under that old covenant, all through the book of Malachi, he still revealed himself to Israel, and he's dealing with the whole people, Gentile, that had to come his way. He revealed himself to them as Jehovah. He's the owner of Israel. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? Now, if you notice, all this manifestation and revelation of his name, they have nothing yet to do with redemption. Amen? For the hour of perfect sacrifice for redemption was he yet approaching. So the name for redemption was secret as at that time. Amen? So when Manoah were asking the angel, though the angel were coming to tell them the story of a deliverer in the person of Samson, yet it was not our to reveal the name of redemption to them. Therefore, the name was sealed secret. That's what the angel say. Why are you asking my name? My name is secret. Don't worry to know it. Now you will know it when the hour comes. Praise the Lord. Now, if you go to the book of John chapter 17, amen, angel Gabriel come to give Zechariah the name that the son was going to bear. Sorry, Mary. Amen. And if you are we there? John 17 and verse 6. Hallelujah. When the Lord was making his high priest intercession at Gethsemane. Amen. Because the book of John chapter 17, the prayer was the prayer and supplication that the Lord was making in Gethsemane before he was arrested. Now, I want to read from verse 4, 5, and 6. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Thy they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. So there was a name that the disciples were revealed to, being the name that God had chosen for the redemption of man under the grace age. Amen. For the name Jesus, the Hebrew language of it is what? Is what? Yeshua, meaning Jehovah the Savior. Amen? Because Jehovah, in revealing himself to the mankind under grace age, he has stepped out to do what? To save the fallen man. So he chose a name that reflects what he is doing presently. Amen? So he chose the name Yeshua, Jehovah the Savior, which the Greek translate as Jesus. And hallelujah. Now go to the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 4. Acts of Apostles chapter 4. Hope you can. I hope you are connected. Amen. Acts of Apostles chapter 4 and verse 12. Now, this is the testimony of Apostle Peter. I want to read from verse 10 to connect 12. But be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here
before you whole.
Amen. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of corner. Neither is there salvation. That is the key word. Neither is there salvation in any other name. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be. Brother Obika, that is why, that is the only name they can be used in water baptism, and God will honor it. If you go and baptize outside that name, you will be baptizing outside the perfect will of God. And remember, it's a spiritual thing. If you do any spiritual thing and it is not acceptable to God, it is as good that you never do it before. So go and baptize in the name. I hope I've answered your question. Amen. The second question is from Sister Mary Honor from Abuja. I don't know whether this is a question or just a dream. From Sister Mary Honor from Abuja. He said, good morning, church. I am Mary. I was following this covenant vigil 3 Saturdays ago, and I fell asleep. In my dream, I saw myself in a church. Now, a prophetess was prophesying in the church, and after she had spoken to someone in the congregation, she turned to my direction and said to me, you have been saying to yourself, I will leave. But listen, you are going nowhere. I wanted to ask a question in that dream regarding the prophecy, but I woke up from that dream and the covenant vigil was still streaming. Since I got married in 2008, we have been having serious problems because the marriage has not been blessed with children. Now my question is, who spoke to me in that dream? Was that really the voice of God or some other voice? Thank you very much. Well, sister, we are not explaining dream here, as pastor always say, but I can tell you that was God asking you not to leave that marriage if you have been contemplating to leave because of the situation involved. And if God has so spoken, then be rest assured that God will soon visit you with a child in that marriage. The third question. This one is from Brother Martin. Brother Martin also is from Togo. He said, good morning, sir. I am Martin from Togo. The question is, can Enoch be referred to as Jesus Christ? As Elijah is referred to as John the Baptist? Who can Enoch be referred as? That is the question. Amen. Now, Brother Martin, if you are listening, Enoch had nothing that could foreshadow him as Jesus Christ. Amen. Enoch when we look at the history of Enoch, he did not foreshadow Christ. The only thing the Bible says in the book of Jude is that he is the seventh from Adam, and that he walked with God and God took him in the seventh generation, Adam. So Enoch is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ, whom God will take away in the rapture at the end of the seventh church age. Amen. If you are listening, wherever you are, Enoch is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ that will go in the rapture at the end of this seventh church age. Amen. Enoch was also revelated. He has an eagle eye in serving God. Because as far at that time, he had the revelation of Christ who will be coming with thousands of his bride to take over the rulership of the world at the beginning of the at the millennium. Amen. So he's the perfect type of the end time bride. God bless you. And again, if you notice, Enoch did not go to heaven through the tribulation. Before one drop of water under the flood of Noah, before even the sky began to get dark, Enoch already left the earth and was the corridor of glory. So it is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ that will not see the great tribulation. Amen? So we are, may that spirit follow us too. Praise the Lord. The fourth question is from Sister Sandra Saka. She has four questions in a row. Sister Sandra had four questions in a row. And he said, Shalom, church. May God bless you. I am your full member on air from Togo. And we are saying, Shalom, Sister Sandra. He said, I have many questions. Number one is this. Please explain John 20:22. Please compare John 20:17 to Matthew 28:10. You preach that they can lose salvation. So please, what do you say about Matthew 8:12? The fourth one is a dream. I always dream seeing myself preaching fluently, quoting Bible to people in congregation, but I am a lady. Sister, you can evangelize, you can shout track, you can witness, but you cannot occupy the office of an evangelist. Sister Sandra, you can evangelize, you can testify of Christ, you can shout track, but you cannot occupy a leadership office in the Church of Jesus Christ as an evangelist. Okay? So let's come on that one. Let's go to your number one question. Number one question is say, explain John 20:22. So let's open to John 20:22. John 20:22. It's a good question. I love it. I love this question. Okay, I want to read it from verse 21 and 22. John chapter 20. Amen. Open your Bible and follow the original. It's a Christian like you is asking this question. So it's an interesting question. John 20, I'm reading from verse 21 to connect 22. He said, Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so have I sent you. Amen? Even so sent I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. So, Sister Sandra is asking for inspiration because he can't understand. I believe the question is whether this Holy Ghost and the one they received on the day of Pentecost is different. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, this event is serious, it's deep. Amen. What Jesus was doing here is deep. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ is the backside of God that Moses saw. Amen. The backside of God that Moses saw was Jesus Christ in the wilderness. For Jesus Christ is the total resemblance of God Almighty. And the rock that Moses was standing, that rock was nobody else but Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because it is in Jesus Christ that is a meeting point between man and God. Jesus Christ. The meeting point between man and God is in Jesus Christ. And whatever you want to do for God, you must bring it into Jesus Christ. That is the only way God can meet with you and accept it. Praise the Lord. Now, to understand this thing that Jesus was doing here, let's go to Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. Amen. Open your Bible to Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. So you can see what God was doing here. You will understand it now. In more than just receive the Holy Ghost, you will understand what God was doing now. Now in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, he said, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Amen. Lift up their force. When he molded that body of man, remember before this time, the man had been created a spirit being and hung there on the corridor of glory. And yet that man was to occupy the earthly physical environment. Amen? When God molded this man and leave him there, he was lifeless. That man was lifeless. That is why even today, when they born a new baby, they must slap him to cry out and receive life. Amen? That baby was, that body that God molded was lifeless. The next B, look at B. 7-2B. 7-2B. And he said, or the dust of the ground. And do what? Read with me now. And do what? Breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And man become a living soul. He there and then received life. That man there and then received life and become conscious of his earthly environment. Are you hearing me? Sandra, are you listening? Now, when Jesus, who is the head of the new creation, Jesus is the beginning of the new creation. The old creation was of Adam. He fell. Jesus gathered 12 disciples, ministered for 3.5 years, and had 120, a new body of people, to begin a new family of God. They were a spiritual body. For that 3.5 years, they had no spiritual consciousness. It was like a lifeless body. Are you following me? Those 120, they were like a lifeless body. So, just as God did in the Garden of Eden, amen, God now in Christ, to this new body, he had to do what? Come back again and breathe into them the breath of life. And thereafter, they become spiritually conscious. They become conscious of spiritual realities. Hallelujah. They become conscious of spiritual realities. Amen. Therefore, that spiritual body becomes now spiritually active. Just as the other body in the Garden of Eden. Amen. It was thereafter that they had to go to upper room to receive eternal life. It was thereafter that they become conscious of eternal life because they have been spiritually activated. By the breath of life that Christ breathed on them. And remember, he didn't do that until he was glorified. It was after his resurrection that this action took place. When he had gone back to what he used to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.